Well, we have made it past the Thanksgiving holiday. Hope you and your family had a great time together. Everyone got along, everyone had civil discussions, and everybody got a belly full. And of course, what always has to happen on Thanksgiving is after the big meal, everybody got a chance to settle into that nice big easy chair and take that power nap. Now it's time to get cracking, because once we get past Thanksgiving, well, that turns us straight into the Christmas season. And today you're hearing, I'm sure, an awful lot about how today is what's called Black Friday. It's the day that so many retail stores look forward to doing such a great day in sales that they get themselves into the black for the year. Well, that's all fine and dandy, but a lot of the Black Friday stuff is really more geared toward the large stores, the big boxes, and a lot of the shopping centers in a lot of the big cities, things like that. When you talk to a lot of merchants in smaller communities, and we've talked to a number of them over the years, it seems like a lot of time they talk about Black Friday not being as big a time period in a single day in the local towns as the entire Christmas season tends to be, especially as you get later on in the Christmas holiday season. But more so than Black Friday, this weekend, when it comes to some of the local shopping it goes, Saturday, tomorrow, is Small Business Saturday. Now, that's something American Express started a few years ago to try to put more focus on folks staying local, shopping in some of the locally owned independent stores as opposed to a lot of the big boxes and chain stores. And Small Business Saturday, although it should be Small Business Day every day in our small communities, there are a lot of numbers to back up the impact that those small businesses have. According to Yahoo Small Business, they listed some surprising small business statistics that came from an organization called Infographic. And they said, for example, the Small Business Administration defines a small business. I guess before you know whether you're shopping with a small business or not, does it fit the definition? Well, a small business is an enterprise with fewer than, therefore many of our local businesses obviously are going to fit into that category. There are almost 28 million small businesses in the United States. And on top of that, there are over 22 million individuals that are self-employed. Over 50% of the working population in the United States is employed by a small business. 120 million people in total work in small businesses here in this country. Small businesses have generated over 65% of the net new jobs in the country since 1995. Now, you may have heard a lot about business creation, job creation, things like that, especially during a political season, on the campaign trail this past presidential season. But a lot of that does play out into small businesses, not necessarily all of the Wall Street firms. They say approximately 543,000 new businesses are started each month across the country. Now, here's the other side of that coin. Unfortunately, even more than that shut down every month. 7 out of 10 new employer firms survive at least 2 years, half at least 5 years, and a third will last for 10 years. A quarter of them will stay in business 15 years or longer. So it's not a sure thing. 52% of all small businesses are home-based. There were 22.5 million non-employer firms up in 2011. That's up almost 2% from the year before. Now, to classify as a non-employer business, you have to have annual business receipts of $1,000 or more and be subject to federal income taxes. Now, approximately 75% of all U.S. businesses are non-employer businesses. 19.4 million non-employer businesses are sole proprietorships. 1.6 million are partnerships, and 1.4 million are corporations. The fastest-growing sectors for freelance businesses in 2011, one of the most recent years they have complete statistics, included auto repair shops, beauty salons, and dry cleaners. Total revenues from non-employers hit $989.6 billion in 2011, up 4.1% from the year before, and non-employers had average revenues of $44,000 in 2011. Now, when you take a look at some of the impact, and that's really what we talked more about, those statistics are all fun to look at, but really what it's all about is the actual impact that your money can have on a local business. What happens when you decide to spend your money, your hard-earned money, at a local business? Well, especially if you live in your community, you've earned that money through your local businesses, through your local community. Isn't it nice to be able to turn that around and spend it locally as well and have an even bigger impact? When you shop local, more of your money will be kept in your local economy. The statistics show that for every $100 you spend at a locally owned business, $68 will then stay in the community. Now, what happens when you spend that same $100 at a national chain? Well, according to the numbers, only 43% stays in the community, and that's according to Civic Economics. It's an Andersonville study of retail economies. Now, if you shop local, one of the other things that you do, you embrace what makes your community unique. You wouldn't want your house to look like everyone else's in the United States, right? We may see some of those subdivisions where you have a lot of homes that look somewhat similar, but oftentimes we drive by and look and say, gosh, who would want to live there? So why would you want your community to look like everyone else's as well? You could take a look at several communities around the area that have a niche. For example, this weekend, the folks in Elkhorn and Kimbleton celebrating Yule Fest. Obviously, those communities do not want to be just like everyone else. They want to stand out, and they've found a niche for that. Now, you create local jobs when you shop local. Local businesses are better at creating higher-paying jobs for your neighbors. When you shop locally, you help to create jobs for people that are employed in a lot of different ways that are essential positions. Teachers, firemen, police officers, a lot of essential professions that you need in your community. Now, also, when you shop local, another thing that you can help do, if this is important to you, you help the environment. Buying from a locally owned business conserves energy and resources in the form of less fuel for transportation and less packaging. You're not running around to all kinds of different areas, perhaps the Des Moines and Omaha areas, to do that. You're saving yourself some money, and you're saving a little on the environment there, too. Another thing that you do when you shop local is you help to nurture your community. Local business owners know you. You know them. Studies have shown that local businesses donate to community causes at more than twice the rate of some of the different chain stores. And we can attest to that. There's an unending stream of folks that will wander through some of the different local businesses, and they don't get told no very often. They do have some success. Folks donate at different levels, but there's a lot of support that goes on here in the area with local things like schools and different charitable causes. Also, when you shop local, you conserve your tax dollars. When you shop in a local business district, that means less infrastructure, less maintenance, and more money available to help beautify your community. Also, spending locally instead of online ensures that your sales taxes are reinvested where they belong, right in your community. So you're helping by, I guess, recycling those dollars. Another thing that you do when you shop local is you help to create more choice. Locally owned businesses pick the items and products that they sell based on what they know you like and want. Local businesses carry a wider array of unique products because they buy for their own individual markets instead of just buying for a mass purchase. Also, when you shop locally, you took advantage of the local neighbor's expertise. They're your friends, your neighbors. You know these folks that own local businesses. They have a vested interest in knowing how to serve you. They are passionate about what they do, so why not take advantage of that? You're not going to find that from that teenager who works at that audiovisual store over at the strip mall somewhere. They don't know near as much, and they aren't invested anywhere near as much as your local shop owners are. Take advantage of that knowledge. Also, when you shop local, remember you invested in entrepreneurship. Creativity and entrepreneurship are what the American economy is founded upon. So nurturing local business ensures a strong community. And also, and this is very important as well, when you shop locally, you make your community a destination. The more interesting and unique your community, the more you'll attract new neighbors, visitors, and guests. And of course, that benefits everyone. Now, when we talk about shopping locally, we're not just talking about shopping retail. There are lots of service industry professionals as well that call this area home. They also donate to schools, charities. They're the ones you see in church. They shop in the local grocery store. So it's not just buying things when you shop locally. Remember, it's also taking advantage of the professionals that help to provide services in your community. So when this Small Business Saturday comes and goes, remember, it's not just this one day that you want to spend time in the small businesses. to make it profitable for everyone. And profit comes in a lot of different ways. You want to make sure that as best as you can, every day is a small business day. Go out and have yourself a great day, and we hope that you take advantage of some of that here during this Christmas holiday shopping season.